from the insider, Kevin Frazier on the TJMS. Good morning, Kevin.
Tom, good morning, and boy, is there a lot to talk about. I have to start with Usher and Tamika Raymond back in court yesterday.
Oh.
And I have, you know, after what happened and the passing of Tamika's son, Kyle Glover, and how heartbreaking that was, it was really heartbreaking to sit and watch them in court yesterday, to watch as attorneys questioned Usher's lifestyle. And did he live an out-of-control lifestyle? And he was going through pictures that the attorneys were presenting to him saying, well, what were you doing in this situation with this woman? Or what were you doing in this situation with this person?
Oh, man.
And it was just hard to watch because you knew these two people had come together for this other situation. And now here they were back in the courtroom. And Usher, very frank, very honest, very controlled. And I want you to listen to what he said when he talked about telling Tamika to move on with her life.
I told her that I felt like she should move on with her life, that she should see other people. She even said, you know, how are you going to feel when I have your children around other men? I said, as long as you are the responsible parent that I hope you are, I know that you would make a good judgment and you have to move on with your life. I'm okay with that.
Now, when the court was over, our camera was still rolling. And just to watch the two of them, there weren't a lot of people in there, maybe a couple of courtroom employees, and just the two of them walking within inches of each other, not really saying anything, but acknowledging, looking at each other. And then Usher walked out the door, and Tamika waited a few minutes before she could walk out. She was talking and pointing at him, and I think waiting for him to move. And it was just sad to see it go back to this situation. It really is, at the end of the day, just heartbreaking, and you wish they could work this out.
Usher is suing her for custody?
Well, Usher wants custody. She was suing him, saying that she wants custody. Full custody of the boys, that he should not have custody of them because of his
lifestyle.
Which
one can drop this?
Usher had indicated that he did not want to go back into court. He wanted to postpone things. Tamika said that was just a ploy by Usher.
But who can
let it go tomorrow. Tamika can get out of there and let it go and just say, you know what, let's just let this go. And
can Usher let it go?
I think Usher would love to let it go.
Who
I really
asked for
do.
The delay, Kevin, after the...
Usher
did,
asked
and
for
she
the
didn't.
He asked for the delay, and she said that, you know, it's just a ploy by him that he's out back on the road enjoying his life.
For
and
the
that,
sake
you know
of the
what?
Children, one of them needs to drop the case.
But I'll tell you, Tom, it was heartbreaking to watch the two of them back in this forum after what just happened. It really was. But I sat there and just watching their body language. I was riveted. Couldn't move. And we'll have that tonight. Also, have to talk about Chad Ochocinco, Chad Johnson. Tonight is Hard Knocks on HBO. We will get a chance to see how his situation, the domestic violence arrest with when he apparently headbutted Evelyn Lozado, plays out in front of their cameras. The 911 call has been released. You hear the neighbor as Evelyn sits there bleeding from her head, talking calmly to Davie, Florida police, saying, hey, when you arrive, let's not make a big commotion. We have someone famous involved in this, so let's try and handle this in a very mellow manner. I worked with Chad, and the Chad I knew was a very different guy. The Chad I knew would not do this, and so it's
when did
hard,
you know him?
We did a show called the T. Ocho Show.
When was this?
Two seasons ago.
Because in the year 2000, he got a domestic violence case for slapping a woman.
And Chad has been very, very vocal, and he will tell you he made a huge mistake. He has never hidden from that. And so that's interesting because I saw that posted up on TMZ, like they've uncovered something fascinating or they've uncovered something new. That's been out there.
So
that
you don't think he headbutted her?
That's never been a problem. No, I don't know what transpired between those two people. I will tell you this. The guy is not the guy that we are reading about. And that's the shocking and sad thing, because this was a big opportunity for Chad. This was his last chance in football. He knew that. He understood that. This is his hometown team.
And
this
now
is
where he's grew up. And this that. Is what he, now he's lost he the TV
about.
Show.
Everything's gone.
Everything is gone.
And if he did headbutt Evelyn, which, listen, the police report alleges, then He deserves everything he gets. But I will tell you this. The guy is not this person. So it's surprising. It's out of character for him. This is very out of character.
Were they in a smart car? Out of character when somebody does this.
Were they in a smart car?
They were indeed in a smart car. So there wasn't a lot of room to move around.
So could he have been trying to let her out the car and accidentally headbutt her? Because
a lot of things could have happened. Remember this. Chad has said he did not headbutt her.
Yeah, I know.
He said he didn't do it. So it's interesting. We have to let the due process play out. I will tell you this. Anytime a man touches a woman, there is no reason for that.